Hello, Tyson McLeod with Walking Safe Podcast. My aim with this podcast is to inform all age groups on how to conduct themselves in a safe way online, in public, and by themselves. Hello, welcome back to Walking Safely. I'm Special Constable Tyson, and I'd like to thank the band members of PPK for attending the domestic violence presentation on the 30th. On the previous episode, we talked about internet safety laws, basic guidelines to share with your kids for online safety, getting involved with kids' online activities. That's an important one.
Last week, we talked about some apps that will allow you to get involved in what your kids are doing online. The best part is obviously getting involved in your child and watching them and being involved in their online life.
Yes.
And then setting some family rules as well, first and foremost. For example, I guess no doming on internet after 10.
Yeah, just setting an example or guidelines for your kids to follow. Just simple ones like, no online after 10. Or even no sites, finding like blocking sites for them, or even setting up widgets on the internet to their favorite sites, like games they like to play, just having them there so they don't explore afterwards.
That's a good point, too. And we're not just talking about sites, we're talking about gaming, right? Because a lot of kids just game nonstop all evening long.
Also, there's,
you know, with IA, I guess, rampaging through social media right now, even sharing pictures could be a red flag.
Yeah, I have a relative I know personally that has been a victim of that, of posting their pictures on Facebook or anything like that, and then the people using AI will use the AI and make them, turning them into nudes. Mm-hmm. And that was a big problem. And selling them online, too.
Yeah.
So that's a big problem, too. And I assume, like, I don't have any experience on it, but kids probably are falling victim to that nowadays too.
Oh yeah. Well, you hear the horror stories of the worst part of that coming, the outcome of that. Hey, it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, some basic guidelines is obviously you don't want to reveal any personal information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no personal information. Even you can use your internet provider. They have guidelines too for you that they can provide, and set up blockers on your internet. So even if the kids try to do that or go on to any site that they're not supposed to, they can't because it's blocked by the internet provider.
It's always good to share this with your child, though, because even if they go to a friend's house or maybe somewhere else where that site isn't blocked, or that person can still get a hold of them. So again, by personal information, I'm talking about your address, your phone number, your school name, your school location. You know, a lot of people, I see them posting the first day of pick school.
Oh, right, yeah.
With the kids, grade one. Oh, mm-hmm. Shannon starting the first day of school at St. Henry's Elementary. Oh, she's such a great girl. And right then and there, there's so much information that, you know, a bad guy can walk in and say, oh, okay, her name is Shannon. She's grade one at St. Elementary School. She looks like this. And hey, guess what? Oh, I'm her uncle, right? All of a sudden, right?
It's go and pick him up or something like that.
You don't want to play. I hate playing the devil's advocate, but that is nowadays that is an extreme possibility.
Yeah, like from such a sweet thing that you just want to show your relatives or anything like that can turn into something drastic, and like that's the worst of it. And that's bad.
Yeah, and they say, well, I'm just sharing it to my followers, just my friends follow me on Facebook, and that's not, if you think that way, then don't share anything at all, because Facebook is the first and foremost easiest hackable social media.
Well, it's been out for so long; it's not hard for people to just understand it now and be able to just get into anything. Yeah, that makes sense.
From my understanding too, is even if you post it just to your friends, Facebook still has access to those pictures. So anybody working at Facebook or has access to the Facebook database has access to your... Again, I don't want to play devil's advocate by saying, oh my gosh, it's so bad. But again, in this age of technology and with my granddaughters, you know, I didn't grow up in the social media age. Yeah. My kids just started, but then my granddaughters have nothing but...
Right.
So you have to keep that in mind, generational thing. Right?
Yeah. So like the kids are all growing up with it, so they think it's natural, but we're kind of skeptical because we know all this bad stuff that can happen. And so when a kid just thinks of it as second nature, it's kind of hard to push them in the right direction in that regard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially since it's us kind of seeing it's part of our lives, but them, it's their entire life.
It's their whole life, yeah. Like, video games and all that, like, connecting with people online, like, through video games is how most kids nowadays learn, like, relationships.
Oh.
And so that's how they build bonds. And in that regard, too, like, we talked about this, a lot of people use that as a bad thing,
right?
Like, predators and all that online. And then they get your information, and like, let's hang out. And then it turns into a bad thing.
Right, right. So we're talking about some basic guidelines to try and make a little barrier between you and the predators that are out there and after the kids. You can use a screen name. Don't share passwords. And we're not just talking about Netflix passwords either.
Yeah, like, so when you're playing games and all that, even online games, like on the computer and not through an Xbox where it's like a AAA title game where you have to put your email in and all that, and then you can play. But like, online games on websites are a tricky one too, especially if they're multiplayer, because then you have your IP on that already. You can't have an ad blocker or anything like that. So you can click on things, malware can happen, computer gets broken.
Yeah, and again, that's another, I guess, level is emails. And again, one of the things is never respond to threatening emails, messages, posts, or texts. Because I guess the background to that is that's a phishing scam then, right?
Oh, yeah. Even like the older generation now, a lot of people get text messages where it's like your phone bill is through the roof or your credit card or anything like that. And they don't know better, so they panic. And that's what they want. They want you to panic.
Right.
They want you to act on it right away, because the quicker you do it, the easier it'll be. And then they can just come back and do it again.
Yeah. What was going around was you get an email or a call saying, this is the police officers. We have your nephew here. It costs $300 to get him out and to cook him. Right away.
Yeah.
Right. And then nephew comes 3 days later saying, Roy wasn't there. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about youngsters, youth online. But again, a lot of this stuff involves the parents and the grandparents. So it works on all levels. It works on all levels as well.
And a great way to stay connected with your kid online and know they're safe is by doing those activities with them. Like, kids like playing video games. So maybe this is a stretch, but like, if you just start playing those games with them, get involved with them, you can create, that's a bonding moment for you and your kid. And then you know they're safe and you know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it kind of sets you at ease. And once you do it for so long, you get into it.
Or even have them play the game in front of you.
Yeah. Like, right? All like your...
Because my granddaughter plays this online game with other different players. Mm-hmm. And it's like a little world that they run around in and do whatever. And she plays on the big screen. And like, she's moving her whole body the whole time, right? So I know she's getting exercise.
Oh, yeah.
But we're also able to see what messages are being passed and what kind of interaction is going on. I think that's probably the easiest way. Because right now she's saying, oh, look, watch me play this game.
Yeah.
Right? So I take that opportunity and say, yes, let's watch this game. Yeah. And then she comes to our house and she gets on our phones and she's just her thumbs are moving, right? So it's like a little more difficult to watch after that. So in regards to online play and their buddies online, that's of course where an adult has to be supervised. You have to watch this, because never agree to get together in person with anyone met online without parent approval or supervision.
Yeah, especially for kids.
Double scored, underline.
Yes, like don't just voluntarily go and do something with someone you don't know. Even if it's online, you've known them for like a while, let me say a year, you still don't know that person, you never met them, you've only talked to their persona, online persona.
And if you absolutely feel you must go and meet this person, let somebody know.
Yeah, let somebody know, get someone involved. Like, if you play with a group of people, bring your friends, because then that's just, you have more friends to enjoy your time with, and if anything goes bad, you have your friends you know in real life, and then you have your friends online. So, like, there's always that 50-50.
Yeah.
You got your buddies there with you.
Exactly. All right. So, that's pretty much from the those online. Now, from a parental point of view, there's also things that you can take into account for.
Yes.
And we mentioned some of this as well. Spending online time together to teach your kids appropriate online behavior. Like we said, have them play the games in front of you so that you know what kind of interaction is going on. Or even, like you said, play the game. And I know there's a lot of massively multiplayer. There used to be an acronym for that, but you have like thousands of people online in this online world, right?
Yeah. So
nothing saying that you and your kid can't be one of those characters.
Right, yeah. Like, okay? It's so easy, too, to just go and do that, because it's right in front of you. You don't have to go out, get anything. It's just right there. So you join them, have a good time, And then you get to see their side of the internet.
Yeah. And some of these games are actually pretty entertaining.
The graphics, like with these newer games, are crazy. Like, they look like real life. And mm-hmm. especially if you have, like, the utilities to have max graphics on these games, you'll enjoy it way more.
Yep. Even surround sound, it sounds like what being in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sure's come a long way since Pong. I don't want to date myself. Yeah, a little ding, bong, ding, bong, play for hours. Crazy. A simple thing is to, if they use the computer or a tablet or something like that, try to keep it in a common area of the house.
Mm-hmm. Right? Always, like, in the living room or where you are most. As long as, like, you're there and it's always there, they'll be fine. You can always monitor them.
Yeah. Even if you're not watching the screen, you can monitor their facial expressions.
Yeah. Right? You can always see that, too.
A simple plan is to, bookmark your kids' favorite sites.
Yes. Bookmark their sites so it's easy access, and then they don't explore or they don't go onto something they're not supposed to. Whether if you don't have, like, a blocker for it, then that's a great option. And then always checking your credit card, too. And your phone bills, just in case there's online purchases that you didn't do and, like, your kid doesn't tell you about. Maybe they accidentally bought something, they don't want to say it. Then you at least know, and then you can monitor that next time.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned this last podcast about some online protection that is already offered, possibly by your child's school or after school center. Again, we mentioned that, like, going over to a friend's home or any place where your kids can use your computer without your supervision. Mm-hmm. That's something you have to keep in mind as well. So you might, in your own house, you might have all the bad stuff blocked off, but you have to realize that that's not the only access that they can get, right?
Because, like, you know, friends hang out and all that at each other's homes. So you can't really, that's out of your range, but you can still be in contact with the parents and be like, this is some guidelines I use at my home. Not trying to be rude or anything like that, but mm-hmm. this is how I want my kid to be when he's at your place.
Hello, I'm Rochelle Daniels. I'm a special constable at Fire Hills Police. I am a mother of three children. My oldest is 7 years old. My middle is 5. They do have iPads. But what I do for them is I have them underneath my account so I can control everything that they access. So they cannot be on the interweb, on Safari, on iPhone. And I can control how long they're on apps, what they kind of can see. And
now, is that a control on the iPad itself?
Yeah, you can do it on the iPad and then I can do it off my phone. Because, you know, when you go to, like, iCloud?
Right, with your Apple account. You can have access to that.
So, okay. Like, it'll be for me and then for her. So then mm-hmm. I go on to hers and then it's, like, asked to buy. So she needs purchase approval. And then the code. So, like, even screen time, it'll be, like, 10 o'clock is the limit that it's at. So then the code comes on.
Okay.
And if she tries to one more minute it or, like, crack the code, it'll go straight to my phone. So I know she's trying to get on.
So I'm sure the same kind of controls can be had on pretty much any tablet. If not a tablet, then we could probably bring an app in. Because I'm along the same lines where when my granddaughters come over, mm-hmm. Instead of them hijacking our phones, we're thinking of getting tablets.
Oh.
And then the tablets can have the restrictions on them, right?
Because I think even if it was my own account and they wanted to use my phone, I think I could still put in those restrictions while they're using my phone so they're not using whatever. Because there's been a few times where they've called people. They've even accidentally called dispatch.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, my God, what's that ringing noise? I was like, oh, trying to panic and push end. I was like, oh, my God, I hope nobody answered that.
Kids.
Yeah. But just little things like that. So I'm pretty sure you can even do it to your own phone. So when they're using, because, like, even YouTube, there's so much stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna preface this next little piece by saying trigger warning. We're going to get a little serious about the online predator part of things, because in reality, this is kind of what this podcast is all about, is keeping not only our youth, but our parents and our grandparents, everybody safe with the online world that we live in today. So tell me a little bit about some warning signs that your child may be targeted by an online predator.
Yes. So if you start noticing that your child is kind of spending time, way too much time online, or even away from the family, like disincluding themselves and just staying on their phones a lot, that's a warning sign.
Random phone calls.
Yeah, so if they're on the phone for a very long time too, that's a warning sign if they're always talking to someone that you don't know who it is. And if you ask them and they're kind of hesitant to tell you, that's a big sign.
Oh, sus, as it's called, right? A little suspicious.
A little suspicious, yeah. And like, you don't want that for your kid. You want to know what they're doing, especially online and on the phone too. So if you can, you know, get a hold of that right away, or if you see those signs starting to happen, act on them right away and make sure that they're safe. And your kids can sometimes get gifts through mail or even online. Like they could be getting money somehow and they're being able to spend a lot.
Through a Venmo account.
Yeah,
so,
like
right?
You got PayPal, Venmo, and all that. Even e-transfers are really simple now. So if you find out your kid has a lot of money and you don't know how and they've been spending a lot of time online, that's a big warning sign that they're doing something that they probably shouldn't be doing, like trading maybe nudes or like talking dirty online with someone. Okay. And like, especially a lot of online, you see a lot of not nudity, like swimwear, underwear, and all that. Yeah. That's so easy to access now. And if a kid gets idle with that and they start doing that, that's really bad, especially for the parents.
Yeah, well, especially because you got to realize that a child doesn't realize that might not, that's not right.
No, yeah.
I'm making some money. I've got some money. This person's paying me money. It's like, yeah. He doesn't realize, or they don't realize it, right?
They do not realize it.
The first thing I thought of was like, oh my gosh. Right. And it's not the child's fault.
No, it's someone pressuring them to do it. And it's bad.
And it's not just now. Like, this person is probably what's called groom them for months to get to that stage. Right?
Oh, yeah. Like, they'll spend a lot of time on one person just to get what they want.
So, all right. So how, if you notice some of these red flags,
what's the next step? Notice these red flags and you're able to identify them and you find out that your kid has been sending child pornography, there are places you can go to. You can go to Cyber Tip Line, which is an anonymous tip line, and it goes straight to the law enforcement. And then if it gets out of hand too, it can go to the FBI. And then you can also call 800-843-5678 for their online tips for exploiting children. And that's the National Center of Missing Children and Exploited.
Or, I guess, even 911.
911, simple. Right. Yeah, keep it simple. Call 911, explain everything. That's a good way to start it. If you have any questions about today's episode, you can contact me at tyson.mcleod@filehillspolice.ca. Join me on the next episode of Walking Safe. I'm Special Constable Tyson. Have a safe day.
The latest episode of Walking Safely with Special Constable Tyson McLeod can be heard right now on creekfm.ca.